This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Greetings, I am Barry. If you're searching for answers, spiritual help, clairvoyant readings, healings, crystals, books, incense, or jewellery, you need to go to Infinity, Hamilton Spiritual Centre, in the new premises at 550 Anglesey Street, or you can phone us on 838 1838. This is your link between this life and the next. Become the change the world needs today. Greetings, I am Barry. This is the voice within for another week.
Tihe, 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 Maori ora.
Kia ora te whanau, te wiki o te reo Māori, Māori Language Week. That's Te He Māori Ora from Aotearoa, come out in 1985, featuring Ngāhiwi Apanui, who is now currently the chairman of Te Tauwhiriwhiri o te reo Māori, the Māori Language Commission. How times change, eh? I knew him when he was manager of Ngāti Porou radio station, and together we formed the Māori Advertising Agency. But enough of ancient history, we're going to catch up with Patricia Cota-Robles, and what's relevant for the time now is she's going to be talking about You Can Be a Peace-Commanding Present.
Hi, Precious Heart. Thank you for joining us for our weekly vlog. I know that awakening humanity is very aware that even though we are moving forward in the light in wondrous ways, these are still very confusing and often challenging times for the masses of humanity. For this reason, the Company of Heaven is sending forth a clarion call to all who have ears to hear. As this clarion call reverberates through the ethers, humanity's I Am presences are being alerted and inspired to awaken within our heart flames the inner knowing that we have been preparing for lifetimes to be a peace-commanding presence during the unprecedented shift of energy, vibration, and consciousness we are experiencing at this time. Now that Mother Earth has ascended into the initial frequencies of her new solar reality, we are receiving higher and higher solar light codes through the portals of the suns in Earth's lineage. In order for us to remain centered and effective during this greatly amplified influx of light, we are being reminded by the Company of Heaven that each and every one of us already have within us and in the divinity of our heart flame everything we need in order to be a peace-commanding presence. That is true even in the face of the extreme adversity surfacing on Earth at this time. When we respond as a peace-commanding presence in the midst of the adversity manifesting on Earth, we effectively transcend the chaos and are able to invoke the light into the situation at hand in powerful ways. Without remembering that truth, it is very easy to look at outer world appearances and to come to the erroneous conclusion that humanity and planet Earth are spiraling into an abyss of negativity. As the residue of humanity's miscreations are pushed to the surface to be transmuted back into light, outer appearances often create the illusion that everything that can go wrong is going wrong. We are witnessing catastrophic hurricanes, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, droughts, melting glaciers, wars, mass shootings, and an increase in every other painful thing occurring on this planet. It is very easy to get pulled into the fear and anxiety being expressed by the masses. Unfortunately, that does not help at all. The fact is that it is the worst thing that we can do. Remember, our thoughts and feelings are creative. Where our attention is, there we are. Whatever we are thinking and feeling, we are empowering. Many times the Company of Heaven has revealed to us just how powerful our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions are, and how they are co-creating our everyday life experiences, whether we are aware of it or not. When we focus on the negative things happening around the world and empower those things with our fear and anxiety, we greatly complicate the problem. There is a philosophical statement that affirms that knowing. That statement is, when we grieve with someone, we water their garden of sorrow. This does not mean that we should put our head in the sand and pretend that things we observe and experience are not happening. And it certainly does not mean that we do not care or have compassion for the people experiencing painful things or difficult situations. It simply means that when we become overwhelmed by another person's misery and wallow in their pain with them, we actually amplify their suffering. I know that is the very last thing any caring person wants to do, but we often do it unintentionally. When we emotionally descend into another person's pain and misery, we become part of the problem instead of part of the solution. We cannot comfort or lift someone up when we ourselves are writhing in agony and overwhelmed with grief. During this important time, the company of heaven wants us to remember how we can respond to the negative things surfacing on earth in ways that heal rather than exacerbate humanity's pain and suffering. First of all, we need to be aware of the things that are happening around the world. Every day, we need to pay attention and we need to be informed about the negative things being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into light. However, instead of having the reflex response of emotionally connecting with shock and fear to the things that are happening, we need to deliberately stay centered in our heart flame. Then we can ask our I Am Presence to help us detach from the pain so that we can be a peace-commanding presence, even in the face of the most horrific adversity. At this important time, the beings of light are reminding us that by affirming, I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with the I Am Presence of all humanity, we instantly alert the I Am Presence of every person on earth to stand in readiness to receive the light of God being invoked on their behalf. Once we align with the I Am Presence of every person in that way, we can greatly dissipate their suffering by affirming, I am a peace commanding presence, and I ask my Father, Mother, God, the I Am Presence of every person and the entire company of heaven to envelop every person affected by this event in God's infinite light. Hold each one in an invincible force field of God's protection and divine comfort until every aspect of this event has been transmuted back into light. In order to be a peace-commanding presence, we do not need to fully comprehend why something negative is happening or specifically understand what is surfacing to be healed in a particular event. This is a very complex time, and literally lifetimes worth of humanity's misqualified miscreations are surfacing on a daily basis to be healed and transmuted back into light. To be a peace-commanding presence, all we need to do is remember that nothing is happening by accident. As difficult as it is for us to reconcile this truth with our finite minds, the company of heaven has told us that no one is a victim. No matter what we are experiencing, on a higher level of consciousness, we have agreed to go through that particular ordeal in order to assist with the process of transmuting into light our own and humanity's miscreations. This profound truth will help us to see the bigger picture and to realize that even the most tumultuous event can result in moving humanity and the earth forward in the light. One of the positive things that occurs when people experience any kind of tragedy is that their friends and neighbors open their hearts and instantly feel compassion for the people traumatized by the events. This response allows even the most asleep people to experience what the oneness of all life feels like in very powerful ways. Very often, in the midst of the shock and horror, people forget about their differences and begin reaching out to one another in the most loving and helpful ways. Precious Heart, during this cosmic moment, practice being the peace-commanding presence you have been preparing to be for lifetimes. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thoughts at Home, a tiny track in Noho to Taihia. Following on from our peace commanding presence, Patricia's now telling us about the next step of the integration of my I Am presence.
Hi, precious heart. Now that we've had some time to assimilate the latent abilities that each of our I Am presences has recently activated within our 12 strands of fifth dimensional DNA, we are ready for the next step in the integration of our I Am presence. Today, the company of heaven will guide us through an activity of light that will help us to accomplish this integration. If you have the heart call to participate, please join with me and lightworkers around the world. And we begin. Beloved I Am Presence, walk through me. Open the door of understanding so that I may become increasingly aware of the sacred knowledge being revealed through my newly activated latent abilities. As I am growing in awareness, may my questing mind push through the denseness of materiality into the enlightened spiritual consciousness of my I Am presence. As this enlightened state of awareness, let my sense of gratitude expand into a welcoming smile, a friendly greeting, and an expanding light. May I look upon all people with the eyes of love, knowing each as my friend, my brother or sister, and not as a stranger. With this realization, my I Am presence will spread its radiant light through my heart flame to everyone I meet. Oh, loving mind, thank you for the discovery that the consciousness of enlightenment and divine intelligence live within every person's heart flame. May the light of truth illuminate my mind as I grow in greater awareness that I am a beloved child of God and that all my Father, Mother, God have is my divine birthright. Beloved I Am Presence, as I place my hand in yours to travel this earth journey, guide me into doing the simple things that bring happiness to others. Show me how to give wisely of myself and my talents in areas where they are truly needed and acceptable. Let me say with conviction, I can and I will. As my thoughts dwell on the ascending spiral of right thinking, right feeling, and right action. As I can and I will become part of my enlightened consciousness, I open wide the gate of divine power within my immortal, victorious, threefold heart flame. Thank you for the blessings that are mine. Thank you for the opportunities that come my way. May I ever praise and bless, give and receive, love and be loved, and rejoice in knowing that the light of God is eternally victorious, and I am that light. I am one with all that is, and I rejoice in this glorious truth. Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her have ascended through the higher fifth dimensional crystalline solar lion's gate, which pulsates in the atmosphere above the new solar Earth. On a cellular level, my I Am presence and the I Am presence of every person on Earth is taking the next gentle step and integrating it into the core of purity in every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of our earthly bodies. Now, on my holy breath, I go within to the divinity of my heart flame. I now realize that I have successfully walked through the challenges of my earthly experiences into the glory of a new day, filled with the full gathered momentum of heaven on earth. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. The obsolete patterns of separation and duality from the old earth have been dismantled and are in the process of being transfigured back into light. This has cleared the way for our Father, Mother, God to infuse the earth with brand new patterns of comprehensive divine love, which are reclaiming this planet. This unfathomable frequency of divine love has created the sacred space for humanity's I Am presences to fully comprehend the newly activated latent abilities within our fifth dimensional DNA. As I breathe my holy breath in and out deeply and rhythmically, the next step of my I Am presence's integration is being greatly amplified. Every electron, every atom, every subatomic particle and wave of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and all of the spaces in between the atoms and molecules of these bodies, joyously receives and assimilates new, multifaceted, fifth dimensional, crystalline solar light from my I Am presence. As this occurs, my thoughts, feelings, words, and actions reflect the divine love, oneness, harmony, peace, abundance, and balance of God. This transfiguration is changing my physical reality into the love-based perfection of the new solar earth. This is a unique gift, a sacred opportunity, and it is being presented to every man, woman, and child on earth, right here and right now. I contemplate this truth, and as this sacred knowledge resonates within me, my heart flame begins to expand and expand. Instantaneously, I am lifted into the fifth dimensional frequencies of light in the realms of illumined truth. My feet are planted firmly on earth. Simultaneously, I am consciously aware of my Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven, because we are one, and there is no separation. I am a being of resplendent light, now realizing the fullness of that light on every level of my existence. As I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. Therefore, I know that within my I Am presence, I am now all of humanity, standing forth and realizing that we are sons and daughters of God. This means we are beloved and empowered God beings in every realm of consciousness, and that our Father, Mother, God have all that is. With the amplified integration of our I Am presence, we are now able to liberate to a new level our Father, Mother, God's light in every physical and chemical interaction within our earthly bodies. This is healing and recalibrating to a higher frequency all of the energy bonds within atoms and between atoms. This divine wisdom contains everything necessary to set straight the orbit, spin, and electronic charge of every cell, atom, and electron of life on Earth. All energy bonds within the atomic realm are now accelerating in vibration toward the frequency of infinite physical perfection. Every cell of life is now receiving and assimilating the sacred knowledge encoded within our I Am presence and the newly activated latent abilities in our 12 fifth dimensional crystalline solar strands of DNA. Every person's I Am presence is now liberating the sacred knowledge within our fifth dimensional DNA into every interaction within humanity and all of the energy bonds therein. These interactions include the relationships of all people, all organizations, all races, all religions, and all nations. All of these interactions are now being liberated into the harmony of a higher order of being, thus greatly expanding the influence of humanity's I Am presence on Earth. Now, through my fifth dimensional DNA, I am receiving clearly the divine promptings, ideas, and concepts of my I Am presence. I know that now I am a living, light-filled temple of invincible perfection, expressing my true state of enlightened consciousness, as well as vibrant health, infinite abundance, eternal youth, divine love, truth, peace, and abounding joy. I am here and now tangibly manifesting my I Am presence on Earth with every breath I take. On my holy breath, I now gently return my consciousness to the room. I become aware of my earthly bodies, And as I breathe in and out, slowly and deeply, I allow the amplified divine energies from my I Am presence and my latent abilities to be fully assimilated at a cellular level. I revel in the bliss of this moment on Earth. And I am grateful. I am grateful. I am eternally grateful. Beloved Father, Mother, God, all that is, I am. And so it is. Dear one, pay attention. And your I Am presence will guide you unerringly to the fulfillment of your divine plan and your highest good during this critical moment in Earth's ascension process.
It's time to
conocere.
It's time to
conocere.
It's time to
conocere.
Educate.
Too many tears, far too many years, we've been crying alone. Now's the time, make up your mind.
It's time to
conocere.
when it all started, 1981, Moana and the Moor Hunters. She's still on TV, eh, Moana? A-E-I-O-U, the start of Maori language, the revival. Look how far it's come since those days. And Patricia is progressing on because she's saying victory is ours.
Hi, precious heart. The latent abilities encoded within humanity's 12 fifth-dimensional crystalline solar strands of DNA have now been activated. This activation was possible due to the monumental activities of light that were co-created through the unified efforts of every person's I Am presence and the entire Company of Heaven during the first 8 months of 2023. These latent abilities reverberate with sacred knowledge that contains viable solutions for the myriad surfacing maladies plaguing humanity, the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth at this time. This sacred knowledge is flowing into the divinity of our heart flames and being slowly revealed to our conscious minds as an intuitive inner knowing. Our Father, Mother, God have acknowledged that the magnitude of just what this means for each of us and our ascension process is truly beyond the comprehension of our finite minds at this moment. However, we are being assured that this lack of comprehension is a very temporary situation that is being remedied moment by moment as our I Am presence translates into our conscious minds the profound truth being released from the newly activated codes in our fifth dimensional DNA. A vitally important facet of this profound truth is that humanity in mass has reached a frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness that has allowed our Father, Mother, God to open a portal of our Mother God's comprehensive divine love within every person's fifth dimensional crystalline solar heart of hearts. The love of our Mother God that is now flowing through this portal has burst the paralyzing grip of the energetic attachments, the bonds, traps, cords, and connections that have been used by forces outside of ourselves to manipulate and control us for eons of time. The nefarious intent of this now failed effort was to prevent us from connecting with our I Am presence and the Company of Heaven after our fall from grace. What our Father, Mother, God want us to fully comprehend at this moment is that all of the sons and daughters of God embodied on earth have now been cut free from this interference. We are now able to hear the inner voice of our I Am presence, unimpeded by the frantic attempts of the forces of imbalance to prevent it. All we have to do to tangibly experience this truth is take the time to go within and to listen. The most effective way these forces of imbalance have used these attachments to manipulate us into being their pawns is through fear, anger, hate, and convincing us that we are victims and that other people are the reason we are suffering. Our godparents have once again proclaimed that nothing could be further from the truth. In order to reclaim our sovereignty and accept the opportunities at hand. We must now transcend the lies we have been manipulated into believing and focus on the reality of truly who we are and why we are here. Our Father, Mother, God have given us a glimpse of that truth. Please let these words resonate in the deepest recesses of your heart. This is the truth about you. A quote from our Father, Mother, God. You are a precious and beloved child of God. Your unique golden thread of life confirms your divinity and reveals the reality that you are an essential part of Earth's ascension in the light. This knowing will renew your faith in yourself and will remind you that you are a priceless human being. Once this realization truly registers in your heart of heart and your conscious mind, you will never again say, "What good could I possibly achieve? What value am I? What difference will one soul make?" You will recognize those words to be a sacrilege. We are your Father, Mother, God. We created you, and we have chosen to express some beautiful manifestation of life through you. You are destined to fulfill a portion of the glorious divine plan unfolding on planet Earth. Now is the time for you to release the unique perfume and music of your being to bless all life. The purity of your individual fragrance and keynote is unlike any other ever released by the evolving sons and daughters of God. Something sacred is hidden within your being that has never been known by another. It is an exquisite expression of life, which your I Am presence alone can externalize. It is time for you to accept this divine truth. It is time for you to stand revealed as your mighty I Am presence grown to full stature. And so it is. Now that we have been cut free from the bonds and manipulation of all past interference, know that the following information is the sacred knowledge our I Am presence and the company of heaven want us to remember at this time in order for us to transcend the illusion of being a victim. As you hear these words, allow them to resonate within the emerald green flame of truth that is pulsating in your heart flame. I am a co-creator with my Father, Mother, God. All energy, every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life comes from the all-encompassing presence of my Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. Everything that seems like solid matter is actually pulsating with divine, intelligent energy from the very heart of my Father, Mother, God, which is the core of creation. The purpose of my earthly existence is to learn how to become a co-creator with my Father, Mother, God by using the divinely intelligent energy from my prana and my life force, which is my gift of life. This is accomplished with every breath I take through my free will choices and how I decide to use my creative faculties of thought and feeling to form previously unknown patterns of perfection within the causal body of God. Through my I Am presence, I am open and receptive to the divine directives of God. With the activation of the latent abilities in my 12 fifth dimensional crystalline solar strands of DNA, I am now able to comprehend a higher level of sacred knowledge. I now understand my divine mission with a new clarity. There is an awakening taking place within my heart flame, and I am now recognizing my responsibility for the conditions existing in my life and on earth. I remember deep within that through the universal law of this circle, I am a co-creator of the physical plane. My thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are projected onto the atomic substance of physical matter, and they manifest in physical form. As my life force flows through me, every electron picks up the vibrations of my consciousness and then expresses those vibrations in visible form, experiences, and circumstances. That means that whatever I am thinking about and whatever I put my feelings and energy into, I am bringing into form. In other words, where my attention is, there I am. Because of the confusion and interference I have experienced in the past, I have given power to physical matter. I have allowed the distorted manifestation of physical matter to become my reality, when, in truth, it is only an illusion created by my beliefs, thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. I now realize with my new level of understanding and clarity that physical matter is nothing more than a mass of atomic energy controlled by my consciousness and manifesting through my thoughts and feelings. Never does matter control consciousness. My world reflects my human consciousness. In the past, I have set about trying to change the physical conditions of my world instead of changing my consciousness. Those conditions are only the reflection of my consciousness. Trying to change physical conditions without changing my consciousness is like trying to change the reflection in a mirror without changing the object causing the reflection. It is a futile effort. Now, I am one with my I Am presence. My consciousness is rising. My transfiguration is occurring subtly and deeply at an atomic, cellular level. The seed of awareness is growing within me through the sacred knowledge being revealed within the newly activated codes in my fifth dimensional crystalline solar strands of DNA. The seed of awareness is blazing like the sun and radiating forth crystalline rays of fifth dimensional solar light. My heart flame is expanding, and the flame of my Mother God's comprehensive divine love, which is now flowing through the newly opened portal within my fifth dimensional crystalline solar heart of hearts, is expanding as well. My Mother God's flame of comprehensive divine love is now flowing through my heart and connecting with the same flame blazing in the heart of every man, woman, and child on earth. This activity of light is greatly empowering the force field around the planet that is Mother Earth's fifth dimensional crystalline solar grid of comprehensive divine love. My Father, Mother, God have revealed that the collective radiance of the network of light formed by my Mother God's comprehensive divine love is unifying and connecting the heart flames of all humanity. My godparents have also revealed that this network of humanity's unified hearts is the most powerful force of love on the planet. This has created a bridge of light that spans the abyss from the lowest octaves of human suffering and consciousness into the highest realms of illumined truth and limitless physical perfection associated with the solar new earth. This is the bridge to freedom over which all of the sons and daughters of God who have been entrapped and enslaved by forces outside of ourselves for myriad lifetimes are at long last able to safely ascend up the spiral of evolution now that we have been cut free. With my heart flame united with the heart flame of every person on earth and blazing my light through Mother Earth's crystal solar grid of comprehensive divine love, I realize that I am now being presented with unprecedented opportunities to be an instrument of God. In deep humility, I accept these opportunities. My heart is now unified with all of the sons and daughters of God evolving on earth. Once again, I experience the bliss of knowing that we are one and that love is all there is. Knowing this profound truth evokes from within the deepest recesses of my being a reverent feeling of infinite gratitude. And so it is, beloved, I am that I am. Dear one, allow this sacred knowledge to resonate within your heart flame and know that you are holding this sacred space for this awakening, not only for yourself, but for all of your sisters and brothers in the family of humanity as well. God bless you.
That's my totem, the Ruru, the owl, as my spirit guide. That's from a group called Tauira off the Aki Aki album. Now, we've been hearing from Patricia and lots of other people about why we're here now at this time on Earth. We're the ones we've been waiting for. So just the other couple of days ago, we got a message come through from, it was channeled by a guy called Daniel Scranton, and it came through on the 9th of September. Greetings, we are the Acturian Council. We are pleased to connect with all of you. We are so very pleased to be able to give you the following transmission. Sometimes we must get transmission from the higher selves of each individual who will receive this message before we can proceed, but that was the case this time, because we can only give you that which will serve you vibrationally, spiritually, psychologically, and in every other imaginable way. That is why we sometimes need approval before moving ahead with the transmission. This transmission is about the way you're all shifting energetically as awakened ones, as to what we refer to as the Awakened Collective. You are there to shift before the rest of humanity, but to also to be able to lower your vibration enough to still serve them is of paramount importance. You cannot just leave the rest of humanity behind, as some people have speculated. That's not the type of shift you signed up for, and it's not the one you're going to have. But you do have to serve as examples to the rest of humanity. And therefore, holding you back from showing your true selves is not working anymore. You must be allowed to operate as your fifth dimensional selves, with a higher percentage of your light body turned on. You must be able to demonstrate the powers that you have been honing throughout the time that you've been awake. And that means you must have access to more of your gifts and abilities, and also your fifth dimensional abilities. So there is a certain amount of limitation that is being lifted from the consciousness of each and every member of the Awakened Collective, because it's time for you to demonstrate what is possible to everyone else. That's why Yeshua, Jesus, walked on water. It was not to show off, it was to demonstrate what is possible. And so, you will be the miracle workers. You will be the ones to demonstrate what is possible. So as long as you're not doing it for the sake of the ego, or to prove to people that you were right all along. It will be used sparingly for those who are ready to awaken and who need that little nudge, who need something that they can sink their teeth into, so to speak. And that is what you'll give them in those moments. But you will also be operating more as your higher selves, more with those light bodies, which will give you a different energy field. You will appear in different ways to people, and they will be inspired by you and want to know what your secret is. But this time, you won't be telling them about your diet, your skincare regime, or the supplements you're taking. You'll be telling them about consciousness, about who and what they are, and about the power of focus, the power of intention, the power of vibration. These are the lessons that people need to at this time, and they need to know it so much more than they need to know about what's going on out there in the world, behind the scenes, in the dark shadows. And so, we speak directly to the Awakened Collective, because we want you to know how your roles are changing, how your bodies are changing, and how your consciousness is changing. Because it's time for you to be who you really are, and to not let anything or anyone stand in that way. We are the Acturian Council, and we've enjoyed connecting with you.
Ngā tai o a
Big Love, that's Te Arahanui from the group called Big Belly Women, who hail from Rowena, somewhere north of Auckland. This is just a little wee chat from our dear friend Gary Cook.
Hello and once again greetings. I had a little walk in the forest today, during a respite from the winds and the wet and the clouds and the skies and the thunder and lightning, all that nature provides and all that nature gives us to ponder upon, to wonder at. And today, in the forest, where I'm standing, where I always stand, I've got a little favourite spot here which always feels comfortable, that I can actually talk to you from here. And I often talk about love, and so many of us talk about love, and we talk about loving oneself, etc., etc., and often people say, well, how can I love myself? I mean, how do I go about this? What does love mean? But to understand love, love reaches you through family, friends, lovers, and often through an unexpected smile from a stranger. Love is mysterious. All life depends on it. And love always brings more life to the moment, uplifting all of our human exchanges to the level of spirit. The grace transforms our hard edges and narrow ways in a flash, for the true self understands the language of love and responds instantly. You too can become a lover by being grateful and gracious with each moment. And as you count your privileges, you begin to see how much care life is showering on you. And your creative spark then flows through your heart and helps you to make each day more and more special. And this magic will increase the beauty and enjoyment in all the simple pleasures of life. The nourishment that you receive from them will deepen, and your appreciation will mature, and you will begin to see how special everyone is in your life. You will understand that you are unique, not because of credits or credentials, but because of the tender quality of heart you bring to your life. This is so important. So, leave your doors and windows open so that love may come and visit you today. Don't hesitate to ask for support or understanding. Love is eager to repay you for all your generous ways. I hope that these words on love are uplifting as they are for myself. As I stand down here in the forest, the river high in the background, tui singing in the branches. So it's once again a time of, for me, a time of magic to be down here in the forest. And as you have probably gathered with these little chats I share with you on a semi-regular basis, I find that my intuition and my desire to communicate with you at large, my Facebook friends and everyone else out there that sees and hears what I have to say, it allows this to happen in the space where I stand in the forest. So, once again, I take my leave of you. And once again, as I always say, I do so love you all. I really do. And I thank you once again for listening to my little offering. Tena luck, until we meet again. See you soon.
What's on at Infinity Spiritual Centre in Hamilton, Anglesey Street? So tonight we have a meditation on, so you can come along and meditate with a group of like-minded people. And then, as you may have heard over the weeks, the vernal equinox is appearing on the 23rd of September. But because that's during the week, we decided that we would have a bit of a drumming session on this Saturday. So just bring a drum down. Anything you've got, a box and a stick is a drum. And we're going to have a drumming session about midday on Saturday. And then on Saturday, which is also our Spirit Fest day, I'll be doing a demonstration of how to make a drum, how to make a Native American drum. So you can come down and just join in, have a look, have a listen to the music, or join in. We have some spare drums. And then also, as a Spirit Fest day, we'll have untold healers and readers here doing all their work at a special price. I am Barry, it's been the Voice Within. Kakite, Shalom, Namaste, Masalam. May your God go with you.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.